listener production.
Hey there, it's Lee Jollo. The Hobart Bike Lane debate continues, the Tassie Bike Network backing the lane along Campbell Street despite it meaning one less lane for cars. The group's Alison Hetherington says Campbell Street is a good spot for it as it has some big employers, including the hospital, and that removing parking so we can have three lanes of traffic and a bike lane just won't work.
The number one reason for not riding for people who wanted to was that they were too scared of riding on the road. So that's what they separated bike lanes are for. It's to improve safety, but it's also to improve the perception of safety.
The Prime Minister will spend the next 2 days trekking the Kokoda track to commemorate Anzac Day. Anthony Albanese will become the first sitting PM to walk the gruelling trail and has told the ABC he'll be accompanied by his PNG counterpart.
Well, I'll be walking with Prime Minister Marape and we'll be walking in the footsteps of giants.
However, it's amid concerns about China's growing presence in the Pacific and comes just days after the Chinese foreign minister visited the region. The Tassie Greens have announced their shadow portfolios. Leader Rosalie Woodruff is responsible for the Attorney General role along with Aboriginal Affairs, Justice and Integrity, Climate Change, Forests, LGBTIQ rights and the Commission of Inquiry Response. Tassie drivers are among the most courteous in Australia. That's according to a survey by insurance company UI. Our state led the nation when it came to waiting for cars to parallel park and for offering a thank you wave. To sport now, and the Gold Coast is just percentage outside the top eight ahead of this weekend's clash with West Coast as they search for their first ever finals berth. But coach Damien Hardwick has told Fox Footy expectations need to be tempered.
Hopefully by the back end of the year we start playing our best footy and make a run of it. You know, that's probably how we look at it. And there's parts of our game that we're doing very, very well, but then there's other parts we certainly need to put some work into.
Round 7 kicks off tomorrow night with Richmond and Melbourne at the MCG.